Was there something small you could hold in your hand and sharpen a knife?
Wet rock.
Get a pretty good edge off one of those?
Yeah.
Talking about, we were talking about hunting a minute ago. If you were using a shotgun, you'd probably use a shell in a shotgun?
Yeah, I've seen the old muzzleloaders though, that you pound it down in there with a stick with a... But it got up to his mouth. Was a good big boy, the first old Richard loader I ever saw it use a shell. My daddy got a hold of one. And put the shell in there. Well, the shell, you get, back then you'd get 25 shells is what come in the box. And you'd get the box for about 35 or 40 cents. Mm. Now they weigh up $2 or $3 a box.
Is that right?
People just shoot them. And I was some time before I ever knew that they put buckshot in them shells. Mm. But they do now, use them. Mm-hmm. I just got a little old 22 rifle myself.
What do you shoot in that?
The 22 cartridges. Cartridges.
What do you use that for?
Well, sometimes a fella shoots something around here, a hawk or something around here or something other. And I killed some of them skunks you talking about with it here last year. And I killed some cats. And I've killed a few snakes with it. A few birds. I'm not a real good shot and never did practice it much. And I did have some chickens out here and I couldn't catch them. I'd shoot them. Take a notion for a chicken, you know. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever get tangled up with a skunk?
No, I never did.
Did you ever know anybody that did?
Yeah, I've heard of folks doing it. People used to trap them around here to get the furs. And it stink, you'd smell a fella in this face, you could see them.
Oh, man. Yeah. When you were a little boy growing up, did y'all ever make anything to play on? You'd have a long board and be anchored in the middle and go like that, you know? One fella get on one end and go up.
Well, we make what we call a flying genie, go round and around. Have a hole in a pole here and put us off a sapling and a small tree and fix it down to where it'd be just a small way, you know, and get a hole through that. Call it a flying genie.
Did you ever make a seesaw?
Yeah. Had a few of them, but we're mostly flying genies. We're.
Is that what you call that thing, a seesaw?
Yeah, I think so. But the flying genie, you go around, you get it going, you know, and it's sure enough a go.
Right. All those seesaws, when you got to going on them, what did you say you were doing? You were...
Well, I don't know, seesawing, I read.
Yeah. I guess you had these things that you suspended from tree limbs with ropes and had
a sling. Yeah, we had them slings, and sometimes we'd get a vine that was already grown up young and cut it loose down here and get a hold of it and sling. Hold to it, you know.
Right.
And hit it, sling and sure enough.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. We did a lot of that too. Did you ever have a stove that you used for heat, maybe burn coal?
No, I didn't.
Did you ever know anybody around here to use one?
No, I don't know. We never used no coal around here, none that I know of, anybody. We had always had plenty of wood until we got to using this gas heat.
See, if somebody had some coal that they were burning, what would you call the container that they might have next to the stove or whatever they keep some